We begin the current daf mesach. This Avin daf memvav. We begin 5 lines up from the top of the Yamad, but the Gemara continues discussing the theme of the previous daf, specifically regarding the machlekes in our Mishnah. We had a machlekes regarding someone that was sleeping during Bein HaShemashis outside of the city, and therefore the question was, does he get only Dalet Amos because he never acquired a Shvisa, or does he get 2,000 Amos like every person gets when wherever they are, they get 2,000 Amos from their Mokim Shvisa. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri was of the opinion that you get 2,000 amos. So Amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Ida Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the halacha follows his opinion, not like the chacham, that you do get 2,000 amos in spite of the fact that he was sleeping during the time period of Bein HaShemashis. So Amar Rabbi Zeir Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi befirish shmielach. Did you hear this explicitly from Rabbi Shua ben Levi that he said the halacha follows Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that you get 2,000 amos? Oy mechlola shmielach. Or did he just say a general statement that from that you inferred that the halacha would be like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, but not that he said explicitly the halacha follows like him? So Amalei, so he responded to him, "Beferish Shmili, I heard explicitly from Rabbi Shimon Levi that the halacha follows Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri in this case." So the Gemara asked, "My chlola, what was the general rule? In other words, what did the Gemara think that Rabbi Shimon Levi said a general statement that from that he inferred that that's what it be, that to say that possibly that the halacha would not follow Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri in this case?" And that would be Dam Rishu ben Levi, because Rabbi Shimon ben Levi said a different statement. Halacha kedivrei ha-mekel be'erev. The halacha follows always the lenient opinion by the halachas of Erev in all the different areas. And Tchumen, the boundaries, is from the halachas of Erev. And there's Erev Chatzeres, Erev Tchumen. It's from the halachas of joining. And that is you join your Tchum from 2,000 amas, you make it into 4,000 amas, you make it all in that direction. So therefore, maybe it would have been that statement that he would have inferred. Wait, we have a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is the more lenient statement. He says you do get 2,000, the Chumash only get 4 amas. Maybe it was from that statement that he had inferred the halachas like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Tirsi Gemara asks, so Vitarti Lamali. So if he did hear explicitly from Yeshua ben Levi that halacha follows Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, why do we need both statements? Why does he have to say halacha follows Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and to say halacha is like Divrei HaMekel if it's already included halacha Divrei HaMekel? Why say the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? So the Gemara gives 3 different answers. Amr Bzer says, Tzrichi, we need to have both statements, one that the halacha follows Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri in our case of sleeping by Bein HaShemashis, and also the halacha always follows the lenient opinion. Diash min halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, had we only had the statement of our Mishnah, the halacha follows Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri by sleeping, Havamina, I would have thought that the halacha follows him that you get 2,000 amis, even if you're sleeping, bein lekula, whether for a leniency, like in the case of our Mishnah, by a person that was sleeping, because had he not been acquired a Shvisa, so then he would not be able to leave from his dalet amis like the Pinya Chacham. But I would have thought also that we passing like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri also bein lechurma, even as a stringency. As the Gemara had explained in the previous daf, the fundamental principle of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is that you don't have to acquire a shvisa, even if you're sleeping and you have no das, but the same thing would apply to a cheftzei shel hefker, an object that has no owner, it also has its 2,000 amas. So therefore, I would have thought we passing like him also regarding a kli hefker, and that is, if they we passing like him that it gets a shvisa, then you would be forbidden to take this keli to the place where the one that picks it up. If he made an eiv to go 4,000 amas to the other direction, he would not be able to. He would only be able to go 2,000 amas in each direction, because not only is a sleeping person kind of shvisa, but even the keli of hefker is also kind of shvisa, and we pass in like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So not only is it a leniency as an amish, but it would also be for a chumra that you cannot move this cheftzei shel hefker more than the 2,000 amas that is kind of kamash malah. And that's why I have to say the other statement of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, the halacha gedivra mekel be'erev, the halacha follows the lenient opinion by erev, and that is only by adam, by a person, did we say halacha follows Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri like it is in our Mishnah. That since, as this logic was said in the previous stuff, not because we don't need to have das, and that is therefore the same would apply to a cheftzei shel hefker, rather it's because that if he was awake, he would acquire, so therefore even when he's sleeping, he would also acquire. But by kelim, but by vessels, the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and that's why we needed both statements. But then the Gemara asks, if that's the case, so just say the other statement. So then let's just say the one, the general statement of halacha all follows the linear opinion by erev. And halacha kriyach ben Nuri lomerli, so why do I need to say this specific statement of our Mishnah that halacha follows like him? If anyways we're not really saying that halacha is like him for all practical purposes of even including cheftzei shel hefker, then that also requires 2,000 amas, which that would be a stringency. We only follow him regarding the lenient that the person gets 2,000 amas even when he's sleeping, but regarding other things that's stringency, not. So just say the general statement of halacha is like kedivrei HaMekel be'erev. Another Gemara says itzrach. No, we needed to have both statements. So gedat chamina. If I would have had only the general statement, I would have thought to say, that when we say you follow the linear opinion by Arab, that's only when you have one individual arguing on another individual, or or many that argue on many. But when you have one individual arguing on the public, for example, in this case of our Mishnah, the Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri was arguing on all the Chacham and the Rabbanon, there I would think to say that Halacha would not follow even the Mekel by Erev. That's what the Chiddush was Kamashim on. The Chiddush was telling you that no, even in this case of our Mishnah, where it's only a Yochanan b'makom Rabbim, even so, we're going to say Halacha follows Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, which would be Halacha k'divrei HaMekel, again, even though it's Yochanan b'makom Rabbim. Towards the Gemara begins the 11th discussion from the following question. Amalei Rabba L'Abaye. Rabba tells Abaye, Mechti, Erevin D'Rabbanan. I don't understand. The halacha of Erevin is a rabbinic invention. Mali Yochad B'Mokim Yochad. What is the difference if you have one individual arguing on another individual? Or Mali Yochad B'Mokim Rabbim. And what is the difference if you have one individual arguing on many? In other words, you wanted to say that you needed to have this specific Chiddush of our Mishnah, although we're really only saying like halachas are Yochad Menuri regarding leniency, Kedivra Mekel, and not for his stringency. But we wouldn't have known that from the general statement, because here he's arguing on a Rabbim. To which the question is, what's the difference? It's anyways a Drabbanan, and by Drabbanan we could go Lekula. So why would you think to differentiate between a Yochad arguing a Yochad and Yochad arguing the Rabbah? To which the Gemara goes through this whole discussion. Only a Papa LeRabbah. Now they all start responding to Rabbah's question, that he's bothered by Abzeri's Pshat, and the way the Gemara had answered it, that you need to have both statements, because I wouldn't have known it even when it's a Yochad Makam Rabbah. They ask him, they ask him, do you really think so, that there's no difference by a Drabbanan if a Yochad's arguing on the Yochad or a Yochad's arguing on the Rabbim? But not. We learn the Mishnah Masechtas Nida. Rabbi Elazar Omer, call Isha She'avru Lahu Shalosh Einus. Any woman that had 3 periods that passed without seeing blood. That's 90 days. That a regular Oina, a regular period of a woman expecting for her Dam Nida is every 30 days. So any woman that passes 3 cycles, that is 90 days, and she doesn't see her blood, so we consider as if she's not seeing her dam nida anymore. And if she does see after that 90-day period, then we say, daya shaita, that it's enough to concern ourselves that she saw it right now, her period. And that is, it only came that right now, and we don't say that the taharis that she touched in the last 24 hours should become tummy like regular women. And that is, regular women that we say that they're damim ha-metsuyim, that they're found, they're constantly getting their period, that we say that any taharis that the woman touches becomes mafreya, what's called me'es li'es, during the last 24 hours that now she found that she had blood, we say that not only whatever she touches now is tamei, but whatever she touched in the last 24 hours, we suspect that she already had her period. As the Gemara Masechtas Nida on Daf Gimel says, because we're concerned that maybe it was held up on the walls of the Beis HaRechem, of the womb. And as the Mishnah Daf Mem Omer Av over there says, that all women already considered tamei nida when they're already bebayis achitzin, even if it didn't come out yet, it is already tamei then. The Gemara says over there that the Rabbanan argue, and they say that this interruption of 3 periods where she didn't see blood, that we consider it only dayashaita, we only concern ourselves that maybe she saw it now, we will not say it will be retroactively the last 24 hours as we say by regular women. That's only by a zakena, by an old woman, that she had these 3 periods that passed by in her older years, then we say that we view it as it probably is not here anymore, and even if she does see, we only say dayashaita. But by young girl, no, that even if it was already 3 periods, we'll say that she'll have to concern ourselves with 24 hours retroactively, whatever she touched her tyrus will become tummy. And on that, Vitanya learned the Braisa, Maisa Va'asa Rebbe Kribalaza, that Rebbe went and he fouled Rebbe Eliezer, that is, he was Metahar, what a young girl had touched, even though, that is, she had the 3 periods that had passed by, and even though she was within the 24 hours of when she discovered her blood, still he was Metahar, as the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer is, that it applies the Heter even to a young girl, not just to an old girl. So then it says over there in the Braisa that La'achash Niska, that after Rebbe realized with its mashma that he didn't do correctly, that is, really the halacha does not follow like Rebbe Eliezer, Amar Kedayu Rebbe Eliezer L'smoich L'Beshas Tzchak. He says it's worthwhile to rely on Rebbe Eliezer in a situation of pressing need, and that is, as Rashi explains, that it was a year of hunger, and it would be a great loss if all the taharis that were touched by this woman in the last 24 hours would be considered tummy. And therefore, we can rely on his opinion that although this heter of 3 cycles really is only a heter, as the those who are in Rebbe Eliezer, that's only by an old woman, here was a young girl, still we could rely on him in a pressing situation and be matar whatever she touched before the time that she actually saw her blood. So now the Gemara elaborates. My la'achash nisker. What does it mean that after Rebbe realized that he remembered that the halacha is not like Rebbe Eliezer? If he remembered that halacha does not follow like Rabbi Elazar, and it only follows Rabbanan, so then the question is, how could he have relied on him in a pressing situation? I mean, the halacha doesn't follow him. Even if it's pressing, that doesn't make it mutter. You can't do certain isurim when it's a pressing need. What did he remember? He remembered that halacha does not follow either one of them. And so, but la'achash niska the lav yochid poligaleho. But rather, what did he remember? If the halacha doesn't fall like either one of them, so what was the problem that he had paskin like Rebbe Elazar? But he remembered that it's not an individual that would argue on Rebbe Elazar. Elu rabim poligaleho. He recalled that. Wait a second. Here, there's a public, the rabbanon, the masters of Talmid Chacham, they argue on this yochid on Rebbe Elazar. So therefore, that was bothered him. And then as he's concerned that there we know that even by a drabbanan, when it's a yochad b'makam rabbi, you should pass and halach is like drabbin. On that, Amar kedai Rebbe Elazar lismach lebeshas chagi. That's what he said, that it's worthwhile, it's worthy Rebbe Elazar to rely on him in a time is pressing situation. And that is, we don't have to undo the psak that I made, that whatever she touched in the last 24 hours, that it will retain its tahara. But the inference is, as Rashi explains, but if it wasn't a shas atzchak, it wasn't a pressing need, then not we would not pass in like Rebbe Elazar because it's b'makom the rabbim. So obviously you see that although the halacha of me'es li'es, that whatever tower she touched in the last 24 hours, the dad becomes tummy. Even though that's a gzer drabbanan, you still see that you would have to do halacha like the rabbim. So this is what they're answering to Rava. What is your question? That it shouldn't make a difference because drabbanan, you see clearly that even when it is a issa drabbanan, when it's a yachad b'makom rabbim, the halacha does follow the rabbim, and that's why we needed to say the chiddush that in our Mishnah, in spite of the fact that Rabbi Yechim Minuri is b'makom rabbim, still will pass like him l'kula. Another raya not to Rava on this question that he's posing on the interpretation of Rabbi Zeira, the Gemara says, Amr Mashar Shil Rava. V'amrila, and some say it was Rav Nachman Yitzchak l'Rava. Is it true that, like what you're asking, that there shouldn't be a difference by the Rabbanim when an individual argues on an individual, or when an individual argues on the Rabbim? And that's why you asked your question on why we need both halachas of the halachas like the Mekel by Erev and our Mishnah halachas like Yerich Benuri. But by the time you learn the Braisa, Shmuel Kareva Nehegesh Shiv, if someone heard a recent incident that a relative of his had passed away, that the halachas of Shiva apply to that person, which is the iser to bathe oneself and to wash one's clothing. Vishloishim and halachas of Shloishim apply to that person. That's the iser of cutting one's hair and pressing one's clothing. From the day that he heard it, these halachas apply. However, the Braisa says, Ruchayka, if something he heard from a far away, from a long time ago, in the Heges Eliyah Mechad, then the halachas of Avelis only apply to one day. To which the Braisa says, Ve'ezihi kareva ve'ezihi rechayka. What is considered something that happened a short time ago, and what is something that happened a long time ago? So the Braisa explains, B'teich shleishim, if the death of his loved one happened within 30 days, that's kareva, that's considered something that happened a short time ago, and that's what we said, that halachas of Shiva and shleishim will apply. La'achash shleishim, it was already after 30 days from when the incident happened that you heard it, so that's considered rechayka, that's considered a long time ago. And therefore, that would only apply the halachas avelos for one day. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. The chacham say, achashmu kareva, achashmu rechayka. It doesn't make a difference if it's something that happened a short time ago or something that happened a long time ago. Nehege shiva v'shleishim, the halachas of shiva and shleishim will apply to the person on the day that he hears about the passing of his relative. And also, it was noted that v'amar rabba v'chon amar b'yechanon, that kamokim shatem moitzi yochid mekel v'rab machmin, that wherever you find the individual that is lenient and the public that are stringent, halachic divrei ha-machmirin ha-merubin, that the halacha follows the stringent that are the many, chutz mizu, except for this case, regarding that we just discussed, sha'av pish Rebbe Akiva mekel v'chacham machmirin, because although Rebbe Akiva is lenient, and the chacham ha-machmirin, they say that even when there was a shmura chayka, you have to keep shiva and shleishim, halachic divrei Rebbe Akiva, halacha follows Rebbe Akiva. And why is that? B'savolah, and that's because Rebbe Yochanan holds k'shmul, the amash shmul, that shmul holds halachic divrei mekel be'evil. Because halacha follows the lenient opinion always by halachas of avelus of mourning. And therefore, although Rebbe Akiva is the yachid, and the chachamim are the rabbim, and generally go like the rabbim that are machmer, however, in this situation, we're going to go like Rebbe Akiva. Towards the Gemara makes the inference, ba'avelus hu dakil ba'rabbanan. It's only by mourning where the rabbanan are mekel, as we just said before. Av b'yamba, but that's mashma that, but in general, av filib drabbanon, that when even it, that it's a issa drabbanon, shoni ben yochid ben makam yochid, we would differentiate between when individuals argue on individual, ben yochid makam rabbim, and to which an individual is arguing on the many. And that is, as we said before, it's only over here that we say, specifically regarding avelis, that we're mekel. But in general, when it's a Yachid, Rabbi Kiva, arguing on the Rabbim on the Rabbanan, then we would not pass like him, even though it was the Rabbanan. Again, another proof, not like Rava, that there is a difference, and that a Yachid, Makam Rabbim, even the Rabbanan, we would say that Halacha would not follow like the Yachid, and we wouldn't say, even though it's Rabbanan, we go like the Mekel. And again, another reason why his question is not difficult. Now the Gemara continues on to Amud Beis. And now the Gemara gives a second pshat to Mimiyashim, the question about why we needed both statements of Shimon Levi, A, to say Halacha follows Kedivri HaMekel by Erev, and also regarding why we have to say Halacha follows Rabbi Yechim and Nuri in our Mishnah. Rav Papa says, and as we mentioned before, it's going back on this, why we need both statements. It's so he need to have it. I would have thought to say, Hanemili Beirubachat says, I would have thought to say, when did we say this general statement of Shimon Levi, the Halacha follows Kedivri HaMekel? That's by when we say Erev, which Erev? Eruv Chatzeres, that's the joining of many houses into one courtyard. Of Beiruv Tchumen, Emeloi, but regarding the halachas of Eruv Tchumen, which is the case of Rabbi Yechim and Nuri in our Mishnah, which is talking about the Isav Tchumen, then I would say the halacha does not necessarily follow like the Mekel Tzricha. That's why we needed to have both statements. One, the general statement, which I would have only known Eruv Chatzeres, and then we have to say the halacha is like Rabbi Yechim and Nuri in our Mishnah to say that it's also regarding the halacha of Tchumen. Tosh Gemara asks, what was this Havamina? That word, Menot Tamer Deshani Lam Bein Eruv Chatzeres L'Eruv Tchumen. If we say Halachas Kedivri HaMekel Be'Erev, why would I have thought to say there's a difference between Eruv Chatzeres and Eruv Tchumen? As the Gemara says now, like we'll learn in Mishnah later on, Amar Yehuda B'Huda says, Mamed Devar Mamum, when did we say these things? That what? That we cannot make an Erev for somebody without him knowing, that is, without him willing participant to have the Erev made for him, Be'Eruv Tchumen. That was only by Erev Tchumen, and the reason being because maybe that's not good for him to lose his 2,000 amas on the east so that he gains another 2,000 amas to the west. And that is, Eruv Tchumen is that you have your locus and you have 2,000 amas in either direction. So the fundamental principle of the Eruv Tchumen is that now 2,000 amas away, this is your center, and now where you are right now is at the total edge of it. Therefore, you can go not only 2,000 amas, but another 2,000 amas. But when you gain that another 2,000 amas in that direction, you lose the 2,000 amas in the other direction. Maybe only over there did we say that you can only make it with the person's knowledge. So that's a concern that applies to Eruv Tchumen. But regarding Eruv Chatzeres, where there is no loss, it's only gain, because now you could go ahead and carry into the courtyard. You don't lose anything by that happening. On that, the Mishnah says, Ma'arvin bein ladas, bein shaloi ladas. There you can make an error for somebody with his knowing and without his knowing. And the reason is, Shazachin la'adim shalei b'fonav, because you can merit for somebody, even when he's not there, without him knowing about it. And here it's only a merit for him to have the ability to carry into the chatzar. Vein chavin la'adim shalei b'fonav. However, you cannot make a liability for somebody only with him in front of him, in other words, with his knowledge. Therefore, by Eruv Tchumen, you can only do it with him knowing. So therefore, here you see the principle of that. There is a difference between the Eruv Tchumen and the Eruv Chatzeres. You see that there is a stringency to Eruv Tchumen. Therefore, I would think that the halacha Kedivri HaMekel only applies to Eruv Chatzeres and not to Eruv Tchumen. That's why we have to say explicitly, halacha follows Rabbi Yechim and Nuri, even though it's on the topic of Eruv, but since it's a subcategory of Tchumen, I would have thought not. That's why we have to say halacha follows like him in our Mishnah. That was the second interpretation of why we need to have both statements of Shimon Levi. The third interpretation is Rav Ashi Amar, Itzrach, we needed to have both statements. Because Sogadai Dechanamili, I would have thought to say that when did we say the halacha is like the Mekel by Rubi Chatzeres, that they're both talking about Erev. When we say Erev, it means that Rubi Chatzeres. However, I would have thought it's only Bishayuri Erev, by the leftovers of the Erev. That is, he put his Erev in a certain place which was protected for many Shabbosses. And then the foods got diminished from the necessary measurement of two meals worth. We were lenient for those, and to be machshirit, there we were saying that whoever is the lenient opinion, we will follow like that. Abetchilas Erev, but regarding the beginning of the Erev, which is a machloikis regarding what is the necessary measurement for the Erev to be considered an Erev Chatzeres, A Maloi, I would have thought that maybe there you don't go after the lenient opinion. And Rabbi Yochanan Menuri is like the case of Tchilas Erev, because he's talking about creating your Erev Tchumen, and that is, we're not differentiating between Erev Chatzeres and Erev Tchumen. We're talking about that they would both be the same Halacha Kedivri HaMekel. But I would think Halacha Kedivri HaMekel is only towards the end of it. Once you already established that Erev, like by Erev Tchumen and Erev Chatzeres, we had a certain amount of food, and then it diminished, that there are certain leniencies that we provide. So that we say that Halacha is like the Mekel, but the beginning not. And that is why we had to say the other statement, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, to say that even the beginning of the Erev, we go like the Linya opinion. Here's the Gemara asks, as it did in the other Pshat, from where would we seem to say that there is a difference between the beginning of the Erev and the end of the Erev, to say that I needed to have both statements to say that it only, not only does it apply to the end of the Erev, but even the beginning of the Erev. As the Gemara proves, it's not like we learn the Mishnah later on. Rabbi Yossi says, when did we say that you need to have a shear, a measurement, a rubi chatzeres, either two meals worth for everybody, or the size of a gregos or dried fig for every single person? That is betchilas erev. That's only in the beginning of the erev when you're making the erev. So then it has to have the necessary measurement again of the two meals or the gregos. Abishiyuri erev, but by the leftover the erev that you already had in many weeks, and now it's there are remnants of that. That is afilu kolshu, that we said that even if you have just a minute amount for every single person, that would still be enough. And he concludes, v'lo amru le'arav chatzeres, so we only said that it's necessary to make a neirub chatzeres with the necessary measurement, el kadesh lo lishakiach teres erev min ha'tinek, is only that the halachas of this, that there is such a principle of the halachas of erev from the children, that they're not going to see, that they shouldn't forget these halachas for the future generations, that's why they make it. But in truth, the ikar erev is by halachas of tchumen. And that's why, as Tosafot explains, that's why what we're saying basically is that's why we're lenient by the shiuri erev, by the leftovers of the erev, because in truth is that this is not where the main principle of erev is, it's by tchumen. And therefore, we find, again, the main proof was that we find there's a difference between the rubach, by the rubach hatzeris, the difference between the beginning of the erev and the end of the erev. So therefore, since there is such a difference, there are leniencies that we have by the end, not by the beginning, we would have thought this halacha kedivrei Meikel is only by the end, not the beginning. That's why we have to specify that not only is it by the end, even by the beginning, which is what Rabbi Yochanan Nuri is talking about regarding creating the erev in the first place. So now the Gemara concludes this discussion. Now the Gemara continues on this theme about what we spoke about, like Rabbi Shimon Levi making general statements, the halacha is like this, always in all situations. So on a similar theme, the Gemara begins. Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Zirka Amru, halacha k'Rabbi Kiva mechaver. Halacha follows Rabbi Kiva when he argues on another one of his chaver, in any place where he argues. U'k'Rabbi Yosi mechaver rav. And halacha follows Rabbi Yosi even from all his friends, even though it's arguing on more than one person at a time, halacha would follow like Rabbi Yosi. And finally, k'Rabbi mechaver, and the same thing Rabbi when he's arguing another Talmud Chacham, the halacha would follow Rabbi when he argues on someone else. Which the Gemara asks, Lamai Hilchasa, for what halachic purpose was Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Zeker telling us this idea? In other words, were they saying that halacha is, whenever we have a stam machlekes with these tanoim, that we would say we could rely on them and to paskin halacha lamaisa, that we're going to say that halacha follows like them? Or maybe it's just saying that the svara, the logic, would dictate to say that halacha should follow them. But not that this is a general statement to rely on and to say that halacha always follows, and you could check, oh, it's Rabbi? Okay, halacha right away. It just says that it would seem to, logic would say that it should be like him, but not necessarily so. So the Gemara gives three different interpretations for what the halachic ramifications of Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Zeker's statement was coming to tell us. Rabbi Asi Amar, halacha. He says, yes, they're literally teaching us halacha, that you could learn out from the halacha lemaisa, and that when Rabbi Kiva is arguing on another yachid, halacha is like him. When Rabbi Yosi is arguing even on the rabbim, you totally pass like him, that as it said, michavei rav. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar, he says no. He says matin. Rabbi Yaakov and Zirka are not teaching us actually halacha lemaisa to paskin. Rather, it means that we're matin, that we lean towards when we give a hairah psak, towards Rabbi Yosi, even when there's a rabbin that argues in him. In other words, when there's an individual that comes to ask us a shayla, then we say, okay, do like Rabbi Yosi. But to lecture in the Beis Medrash, to give a lecture to the public, that we don't say halacha follows Rabbi Yosi. It's just for an individual. We are noita to paskin like Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi Rechanin Amar, he says nirin. He says, we don't give a lecture like this, and we don't even actually give a hayra like this, even to an individual. Rather, if someone did like Rabbi Yosi, we don't make him do it over. And that is what it means. It seems like it should be like Rabbi Yosi, and therefore, although possibly halacha would be like the rabbin that argue on him, but if someone did it already, then we rely on it. So there's three different interpretations. Again, either it's actual halacha, or it's an individual who comes, we give him that psak, or even if we don't give that psak, but if someone did it, we could rely on that opinion. Again, either like Rebbe or Rabbi Kiva from when he argues on the yachid, or Rabbi Yosi even when he argues on the rabbin. So the Gemara says similarly, Kalosh Nazeh, in the same type of phraseology, Amar Yaakov by Idi Amar Yochanan, he also said the same idea which Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Zirka had said, that and what basically what the Gemara is trying to say is that these same three Rimachloikis that we said in the statements of Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Zirka applies to the statement of Rabbi Yaakov Eidi that one would say that he's trying to tell us the halacha, one would say he's trying to tell us matin, and the other one said he's trying to tell us nirin. What is it, the general statement that he said? He said, Remei Rabbi Huda, when Remei and Rabbi Huda are arguing, halacha Rabbi Huda. And similarly, Rabbi Huda Rabbi Yaisi, halacha Rabbi Yaisi. And therefore, ve'ein tzarach loimer, Remei Rabbi Yaisi, halacha Rabbi Yaisi. You wouldn't have to say that when Remei and Rabbi Yaisi are arguing, that definitely there you pass in like Rabbi Yaisi, because hashtab b'makom Yehuda lesa. If when Remei argues with Rabbi Huda, we don't pass in like him, we go like Rabbi Huda. So b'makom Rabbi Yaisi mibay. So when Remei argues with Rabbi Yaisi, where Rabbi Huda, who's better than him in that sense of psak, when he argues Rabbi Yaisi, we don't go like Rabbi Huda, we go like Rabbi Yaisi. So when Remei argues Rabbi Yaisi, definitely the halacha falls like Rabbi Yaisi. So Amar Basi, Basi says, Afani loimed. I also learn that Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbi Shimon, when Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbi Shimon argue, halacha Rabbi Yaisi. How do I know that? The Amar Rab Abba Amar Rabbi Yechanan, because he said, Rabbi Huda Rabbi Shimon, when Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon argue, halacha Rabbi Huda. Now, hashta b'makom Rabbi Huda lesa, if we don't pass in like Rabbi Shimon, when he argues with Rabbi Huda, so b'makom Rabbi Yaisi b'bayis, so when Rabbi Shimon argues with Rabbi Yaisi, would have such a havimina? In other words, that's similar to the logic we said, Rabbi Meir. If we don't pass in like Rabbi Meir b'makom Rabbi Huda, and Rabbi Huda, we don't pass in like him b'makom Rabbi Yaisi. So definitely, when Rabbi Meir argues with Rabbi Yaisi, we don't follow like him. So he said, I could tell you the same logic for Rabbi Shimon, because we know when Rabbi Shimon argues with Rabbi Huda, we don't go like him, and we know Rabbi Huda with Rabbi Yaisi, we don't go like Rabbi Huda. So definitely, when Rabbi Shimon argues with Rabbi Yaisi, you're going to go like Rabbi Yaisi. But then the Gemara concludes with the following question. Ibailu, Remei Reb Shimon Mai. But regarding Remei and Reb Shimon, which both of them, we don't pass them like them, when they argue on Rabbi Huda or Rabbi Yaisi, what is the halacha between those two? And the Gemara says, take it, let it stand. It's not clear which one we would go like, either Remei or Reb Shimon. Now the Gemara says, regarding all these statements that we said, these general halachic principles, whether it means this is the Hira or this is the Matin, whichever one it is, or the halacha, Amar Masharshia. Lesnu lahani klali. There is no such thing as degenerate principles, and that is all these klalim that we said, that when plainly and plainly argue the halacha is like plainly in every single place, it's not true. Rather, wherever the logic would dictate like this person, halacha falls like him, and where it makes sense like this, you do like the other one. It's not true. You don't say that it's always there are absolutes. You follow whichever one that makes sense to pass like in that place. So the Gemara goes on a lengthy discussion to ask, Minoli Rav Sheshes ha, Rav Masharshi ha. Where did Rav Masharshi get this from? How do you have such conviction to say that we don't have klalim? How does he prove this, that maybe there is such a principle of klalim that we say that everywhere? So the Gemara says, Ile mamahaditnan, if you're going to say that from, as it says in our Mishnah said, Rav Shimon Oimer, Lamaha Davar Dem. Rav Shimon says, what is this compared to, which was the case we spoke about when there's three people that were coming on the road and they were outside, not anywhere in the vicinity of a city, and they go ahead and they collapse, they fall asleep on Friday afternoon, they wake up, it's already Shabbos, they were sleeping during the time period of Bein HaShemashos when the person is kind of Shvisa, so they only get Dalet Amos, and we say that they're each one 6 Amos away from each other, so the middle one is overlaps with each one on either side. So on that we said that halacha is that the middle one can go ahead and share his food with each one, the 2 Amos that he shares with each one on the side, and they could with him, but the outer ones cannot. So on that, Rabbi Shimon says, what could this be compared to? So he says, L'gimel chatzeres ha-psuchas l'zu. This could be compared to 3 different courtyards that open up, they have an entryway, each one to the other. U'psuchas l'shus rab, and each one of these courtyards have their own opening to l'shus rab. And he explained, we're talking about that the 2 outer ones went and made an Erev together to join with the middle one. So the halacha is, which is the same principle that he was comparing it to in our mission of the 3 people that were sleeping, that each one gets Dalet Amos. He muteresi mohen, the middle one is mutter to go ahead and carry from him to the other ones on his sides. The he muteresi mohen, they're mutter with him. However, but the 2 outer ones are forbidden each one with the other because they did not make an Erev with each other, similar to the case of the 2 people that fell asleep on the outside, that their 4 amas do not overlap on each other. And as Rashi brings that, the Rabbanan in a Brisa argue on this, and they say that no, all 3 are forbidden one on the other. And yet, v'amrav chambar gor yomarav halacha k'reb shimon, that the halacha falls like shimon in our Mishnah, that what? That the middle one could go ahead and carry from his to the 2 outer ones, and they with him. It's only the 2 outer ones that cannot. Now, uman polgalau, who's the one that argued on Reb Shimon in our Mishnah? Rabbi Huda, it's Rabbi Huda. As Rashi explains 2 interpretations, it's because generally, the one that argues on Reb Shimon is Rabbi Huda. Or because in our Mishnah, who was the previous statement right before Rabbi Shimon? That's Rabbi Huda, that the Mishnah was discussing. These Dalet Amos that a person gets, in the opinion of the Rabbanan, not like Rabbi Yechim and Nuri, there were those that wanted to say that you get the 2 Amos on each side. And Rabbi Huda had said, that was the previous statement, that he says, you could choose the Dalet Amos whichever direction you want to have. And then the next statement says, Hayushnaim, that there were two people sleeping, and some of them this way, and then the next statement was, Omer Reb Shimon. So it must be that Reb Shimon is coming to argue on the last statement, which is Reb Yehuda. And still was saying, Halacha follows like Reb Shimon. Now, Vahamr, Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, Halacha, Reb Yehuda, and you said, one of the general statements was, that when you have a Machlekes of Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda, that Halacha follows like Reb Yehuda, and yet in spite of that, over here, you're saying, Halacha follows like Reb Shimon. No, let's know. Obviously, it's because we don't hold of these general statements that it's always going to be like that. Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda, halacha follows Reb Yehuda. Because here we see clearly that we paskin not like Reb Yehuda, we paskin like Reb Shimon. What are we going to do with the general statements? Obviously, there is no such a thing as absolutes. It's just sometimes like this, sometimes like that, whichever one makes more sense. Twitch the Gemara asks, well, my kusha, what is such a question that this is Reb Masharshi's proof? It's obvious that you don't follow general statements. How do you know? Dilma, hechad idma, maybe where it says explicitly, the halacha follows like Reb Shimon, idma, then it said, hechad alo idma lo idma, where it doesn't say explicitly, the halacha follows like Reb Shimon, then we won't say it's like him, and then we will apply the general rule that when you have a machlekes, Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, halacha follows like Reb Yehuda. And that is what we meant to say, that when it doesn't say either way, then that's when the general statement kicks in and says, oh, you have a machlekes, you follow Reb Yehuda, not Reb Shimon. But who said that you can never passim like Reb Shimon when we say explicitly, halacha follows like Reb Shimon? What type of a proof is that? So that's not a good enough proof. So the Gemara moves on to another proof. El Mahad Ditnan, rather, the Raya of Mishasha, that you don't have this general statement of halacha, is from a Mishnah later on that says, Irshal Yachid, regarding a city that was owned by an individual. Benasa Sharam then becomes communal, it's owned by the public. Ma'arvin is cool. You can go ahead and create an Erev as you could do for any city. Shel Rabbi Menashe Shel Yachad, but if it was a city that was owned by the public and then became privatized, was owned by an individual, which the Gemara in Parakeitz and Ma'arvin on Daf Nun Tes and Aleph explains, what does it mean that it was a city Shel Rabbi and then became Shel Yachad? It doesn't mean that it's owned necessarily by one person. It means that it lost the people that used to pass through its streets, that it used to be 600,000 people that would pass through, which is the din of Rishus Rab. And now it's not anymore like the Digli HaMidbar, it's not anymore like the people from the desert, which is only Rishus Rab if it's 600,000 people. So therefore, in such a case, Ein Ma'arvin Eskula, then you cannot make an area for the entire city, Elam Kin Oysa Chutzala, unless if you make outside of the area of the Erev, Ki'ir Chadash Hashem Yehuda, that you leave over like the size of a new city in Judea, which is Shiesh B'chamishim D'yurin, that as long as there are 50 dwellers out of the Erev of the whole entire city, that is the only way you can make an Erev for the city that used to be Irshel Rabim, and now it's Irshel Yachad. In other words, that it's not anymore 600,000 people, that people started moving out of town. And the reason why you have to do that is that that should be a type of a hecker, like a sign to realize that when it is a Irshel Rabim, when there are 600,000 people, that there you're not allowed to make an Erev for the entire city. There you have to make each mother, each neighborhood separately. So therefore, we have to make such a differentiation because it used to be Irshel Rabim. And now people are not necessarily going to know that, oh, the population went below 600,000 people. And now it's Irshel Yachad, not Irshel Rabim. And they're going to think that when it is even 600,000, you can make the entire city. So therefore, even now that it is less, you cannot make the entire city. You have to make a separation that people should realize, hey, wait, something's going on over here, to make a differentiation, to have 50 people not in the area, to see that, oh, it's not because we're not including the whole entire city for a reason, to give us this hecker. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Shimon says, we continue on top of Mzayin and Aleph, that you don't have to leave 50 people, 50 households out of the Erev. Rather, Sholesh Chatzer, Sholesh Nebatim, three courtyards, with each courtyard having two houses in each courtyard. That it's enough to have these three courtyards, each one with two houses. Now, regarding this machlekes, v'amrav chamer bar goyim rav halacha k'reb Shimon, halacha falz k'reb Shimon. Now, uman poligalav, as we said before, who's the one that argues on Reb Shimon? Reb Yehuda. Now, we're saying halacha falz like Reb Shimon, but v'amr Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, halacha k'reb Yehuda, but you said, which was one of the general statements, that whenever you have machlekes between these two tanoim, you follow like Reb Yehuda. So obviously, this is the Mishash, is proof that we don't follow klalim, because you see we pass on like Reb Shimon, even though he's arguing Reb Yehuda. So Shikma responds, my kusha, again, what is the difficulty? How is this such a proof? Maybe here also. Maybe where it says explicitly that here we follow Reb Shimon, then we would follow him. It's only going to kick in this general statement, this generic halacha, that when we doesn't say who, then we say halacha vas Reb Yehuda, not like Reb Shimon. Therefore, again, the Gemara is still looking for a source. How does Reb Masharshi know that we did not follow these klalim of general halacha in what we said, plainly and plainly, halacha ke plainly?